We had been staying in a camp on a low hill for some days when the whole thing happened. It was a training camp for beginner climbers, and I was a member of such a group. Everything came so suddenly and unexpectedly that we had no chance to prepare for it. It came at night with heavy rain and high winds, so that those who lived in tents were washed away down the hill in no time. I stayed in a mobile home, which was turned over by the wind and went rolling down to the bottom of the hill. The mud that came from the hills above us, together with water and rocks, buried the mobile home's windows and doors so we couldn't get out. We were buried alive with hardly any oxygen left. I remember a Vietnamese boy lying next to me. He must have been in terrible pain because he just stared at me without being able to say a word. I tried to move, but I couldn't. I had no room to turn even a bit. My legs were aching. That's what I remember. Then I must have become unconscious. When they found me, as I was told later, I showed no signs of life. I was lucky to get the right treatment to survive.